بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عمرو بن الأحوص الجشمي رضي الله تعالى عن أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع يقول بعد أن حمد الله تعالى وأثنى عليه وذكر ووعظ ثم قال لا واستوصوا بالنساء خيرا فإنما هن عوان عندكم لا يستملكون منه شيئا غير ذلك إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة فإن فعلن فاهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن ضربا غير مبرح فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا ألا إن لكم على نسائكم حقا ولنسائكم عليكم حقا فحقكم عليهن أن لا يوطئن فرشكم من تكرهون ولا يأذن في بيوتكم لمن تكرهون ألا وحقهن عليكم أن تحسنوا إليهن في كسوتهن وطعامهن رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا عمر ابن أحوص الجشمي رضي الله عنه says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning in the farewell pilgrimage. We know the farewell pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wida', in that Rasulullah sallam had given a very beautiful sermon in which he explained various rights of various people, and amongst them, he mentioned the rights of women. So he says, I heard him in this khutbah after praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and admonishing and reminding the people. He said, treat women kindly because they are like captives, awan. They are like captives in your possession. In other words, just as Islam has given the rights of a captive over the person who has taken the person as a prisoner or a captive, the person has to look after his captive. He has to feed him. He has to give him clothes. So just like that, this wife of yours is so as to say, in your bondage, doesn't mean that you are her master and you have to beat her up. No, you have to give her food, give her clothing, and take care of her. Rasulullah then says, لَيْسَتَمْ لِكُونَ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. Besides that, you possess nothing of them except that the fact that Allah has made them halal for you and they are your rightful wives, so you are able to satisfy your desires with them, you are able to have intercourse with them, and their duty to safeguard their own honor and protect their husband's wealth. So this is what the husband possesses, or he has a right over his wife, that she must protect her chastity, she must not give her body to any other person, she must take care of his wealth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then mentioned, إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِينَ بِفَاحِشَةِ مُبَيِّنَةٍ. Except if this wife, if this woman, does an openly immoral action. In other words, she commits zina, or she begins to flirt with another person, or she does something totally against sharia. In that case, then Rasulullah says, فَإِنْ فَعَلْنَا فَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعُ. Then separate, do not share the beds. In other words, the husband should sleep in another room. This is the procedure. First, a person counsels and he explains to his wife, admonishes her. Of course, you have to have a right environment so that the wife does not go and do such things. And you counsel her. And if she is still doing immoral things and she is not behaving correctly, then Sharia tells you, do not share the bed with her. Perhaps this will become a deterrent and it make her make tawbah and istighfar. And if this also does not work, then Sharia says, وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ ضَرْبًا غَيْرَ مُبَرِّحٍ, and strike them in a way that does not cause any injury whatsoever. This is at last resort, if this is going to be of any benefit. A slight gentle stroke, and that's how we just admonish our children. Nobody is allowed to beat up any person in Sharia. You cannot abuse your wives. And we find in the other hadith of Rasulullah some specifically mentioning about not hitting the wives. So, وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ ضَرْبًا غَيْرَ مُبَرِّحٍ. Don't cause any injury on their body. Don't break their bones or cause them to become bruised. Many husbands, unfortunately, they bruise the bodies of their wives by beating them up. And this is totally against Sharia. فَإِنْ أَطَعْنَكُمْ فَلَا تَبَغُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ سَبِيلًا. Sharia says, if they then obey you, then do not look for any pretext to cause them harm now or to chase them away. Ala inna lakum ala nisaikum haqqa. Behold that you have rights over your wife. وَلِنِسَائِكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَقَّ And your wives have rights over you. What is your rights? That you should not, or that they should not permit any person to come into your home, into your room, who you dislike. The word فُرُش has been mentioned, which means beds. Or the commentator says, does not mean only the bed, it means your home. In other words, you have the right to tell your wife, I do not want a certain person to enter my home. So this is the right that you have over your wife, and she has to obey you. وَلَا يَأَذَنَّ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لِمَن تَكْرَهُونَ They should not permit those people who you dislike, that they come into your home without your permission. So these wives of yours should not allow them. And their rights, the wife's rights over you is that you should be kind towards them. أَن تُحْسِنُوا إِلَيْهِنَّ And فِي كِسْوَتِهِنَّ وَطَعَامِهِنَّ Especially as far as their clothing is concerned and their food is concerned. Ulama mentioned medicine is also part of this. If the wife is sick, it is your duty to provide for her the medication, etc. So their food and their clothing is our responsibility. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in this farewell pilgrimage, we know it was such a khutbah that is something that for us to ponder and reflect upon. And in this particular hadith, he has mentioned, Allah wastawsu bin nisa'i khaira. Behold, that be kind and accept this wasiyat from me regarding your wives, that you should be kind to them. The next hadith was عن معاوية بن حيدر رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله ما حق زوجة أحدنا علي The Sahabi asked Rasul Sallam, what is the right of our wives of us? قال أن تطعمها إذا طعمت When you eat, you will feed her. وتكسوها إذا اكتسيت When you are wearing clothes, you should provide for her clothes. وَلَا تَضْرِبِ الْوَجْهَ Do not strike her on her face. The face is known as أَشْرَفُ الْأَعْضَى The most honored of the limbs that man has. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give any permission. Even an ustad cannot strike his student on the face. None of us are allowed to strike somebody, slap somebody across his face, and especially the husband. وَلَا تَضْرِبِ الْوَجْهَ Do not smack your wife, do not slap her. وَلَا تُقَبِّحْ Don't defame her. Do not abuse her. وَلَا And do not curse her. وَلَا تَهْجُرْ إِلَّا فِي الْبَيْتِ And when you are going to separate from her, in other words, you're not going to share the bed with her, then if you are going to break this this tie and relationship, then do it only within the precincts of your home. Don't do it in public, because you are going to make her feel bad. In front of her family, you're not talking to her, you're sitting separately, you are causing her more and more grief and more pain. If there is a reason for you to separate with her, then within the precincts of your own room, your own home, you don't share the bed with her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to make amal, to understand that we have to look after our wives. This is the farewell pilgrimage and the khutbah, which was a momentous occasion in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the entire ummah. And besides that, many other occasions he explained the rights that the women have. The men have, inshallah, more rights will be discussed in the other chapters that come. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.